This is the Steve and PDX Podcast, Episode 3.
Shut up and dance. Shut up and dance. Shut up and dance. Shut up and dance.
Okay, that was the punk group with Shut Up and Dance, and I love that band, love that song. My name's Steve, I live in Portland, and my purpose is to, well, you know what, I really don't have a purpose. I just want to do this podcast, talk about things I like, and basically talk about my life, which last week involved many miles of travel. I was in Reno and Vegas and Colorado all in 1 week. It was very exciting. And let me tell you, traveling in a Mercury retrograde sucks. I don't think I was on a flight that left on time. I couldn't get rental cars the way I wanted them. I wasn't in the hotels the way I wanted to be. But I did get to eat in my favorite restaurant in Las Vegas, and it is called the Lotus of Siam. If you are ever in Las Vegas and you like Thai food, this is the one restaurant that you must sacrifice all other needs, desires, gambling, wants, anything that you're doing that is not revolving around going to this restaurant should be canceled. Lotus of Siam, like I said, is a Thai restaurant. It's located in the commercial center off of Sahara. So if you got into a taxi cab and you wanted to go there, you would just say, take me to Lotus of Siam in the commercial center off Sahara. And it's a couple blocks up off the strip. It opens at 11:30, Monday through Friday, and I think on the weekends as well. At lunchtime, they have a buffet that I suggest you don't eat and that you order off the menu. My favorite dishes off the menu would be the garlic beef, the drunken noodles, drunken seafood noodles, anything with sea bass in it. The chicken curry is fantastic. The Penang is excellent. They have a number 14 as an appetizer. I have no idea what it is, but I love it, and I have it every time I get there. I eat there. And every time I go to Vegas, I make a point to try to get to the Lotus of Siam. I don't think there's enough good things I can say about it. Mercury retrograde. Now, I don't know anything about Mercury retrogrades, and I'm told that it's not a good time to sign anything or pay bill or, well, you should pay your bills, but not to buy anything significant, not to have any operations, not to get married during this period, this time. Mercury retrograde is when you look up in the sky and you see that the Mercury normally travels from one direction to the other. I don't know what direction, but and during this time period, it appears as if it's going backwards. So it's called a retrograde. It lasts about 3 weeks or so. Currently, Mercury is retrograde from March 2nd to March 25th. So if you're making any permanent plans, if you plan to purchase a house or sign a contract, wait till after the 25th. If you're getting married in the next couple of days, postpone it a couple of days. You know, do it after the 25th. I don't know why, but, you know, that's what they say. Other dates this year that Mercury will be retrograde is July 4th through the 29th, 10/28 through 11/18. That's it for this year. So any other time that you want to do anything you want to do, just make it outside those three-week periods. Don't get married. I'm sorry if you've planned your wedding from sometime after the 4th of July, you know, in mid-July. Great time to get married, normally. Not this year, however. Take your Uncle Steve's advice. Don't get married between July 4th and July 29th of this year. Push it to August. Everybody loves an August wedding. Take it from someone who's been married once. Well, you know, I still am married, and I got married in December. But, you know, everybody loves an August wedding. So postpone all of your thoughts of marriage until after August. That way, you can ensure yourself a long and happy relationship, and you won't have to worry about the Mercury retrograde thing. Not that I know what that is, actually. And you know, to be perfectly honest with you, I wouldn't know what to look at the sky. But I'm told by brains smarter than mine that Mercury retrograde is an issue that needs to be dealt with. And the only way you can deal with it is to avoid it. So, March 2nd to March 25th, don't do anything. July 4th to July 29th, do even less. October 28th through November 18th, make no plans. Do nothing. Sit at home on your couch and be afraid. Be very, very afraid of the Mercury retrograde. Now, something more on a more pleasant topic is the SakuriCon coming up in Seattle this weekend. This coming weekend. What is it? 24th through the 26th. It is an anime convention. One of the biggest in the area. And me and the boy are going up there to check it out. I will be recording my podcast up there and putting it out for everyone to listen to from SakuriCon. Live footage or footage. Yeah, that's, you know, everybody thinks so visually footage, like filming a movie. Right? Proper word for it. I have no idea. Some live tracks, like, you know, the lines on a junkie's arm, to have a brief glimpse into what the SakuriCon is all about. Now, hopefully, I'll be spending most of our time at the creation station up there, that by a lady known as Ren, and we'll be up there reading fan created right there. There'll be art contests and fan fiction contests, and they're going to try to put together a magazine on site, which I think is going to be, you know, interesting. Equivalent of the anime convention. They seem to offset themselves by 6 months, which is, you know, good. But I ran into her at the Portland convention and watched how she ran the creation station, or the artist's place where you can hang out and draw and write and be with others who like to do those things. She came up with this idea of doing a mini fan fiction theater where people would write their fan fiction and then get cosplayers to act it out. Now, I thought that was a great idea. And I'm looking forward to seeing that at SakuriCon. More people contributing into the fan fiction writing part, and more cosplayers that will hopefully be willing to act out the parts. There's many different subsections of anime, as everyone probably knows, that and one of those is more on an adult bent, and that type of thing will be covered, you know, later at night at this convention when you know, after the curfew. But I'm hoping to see that some fan fiction that caters to your age will be carried out in this fan fiction theater segment before the curfew, so the boy can get a chance to how things can go from somebody's brain to a paper to people acting out this one idea. From the process intrigues me, and I think that the boy would find it intriguing as well. But, you know, I could be totally wrong. He'd probably just want to spend most of his time at the in the gaming alley, and also they have a AMV. They're going to have an AMV contest, which I did submit an AMV. One I ever made. It was used Genshiken, and rejection in this way. I don't know if it was based on quality or content. They haven't talked to me about that. But hopefully it was something that they can give me feedback on, and I can, you know, correct those grievous errors in the future. Doing this week, we're preparing for SakuriCon. We're going to be staying up there for all 3 days, and hopefully opening ceremony to closing ceremony. And I will be bringing up to record the podcast and send it out from Seattle. And that brings us to...
Yoda uses the Force, uses the Force, uses the Force, Yoda.
Pleased I am to be reviewing the upcoming release, Scary Movie 4. Often, it is not that I have the pleasure to warn the public against such a tragedy. The Force tells me that upon entering their favorite theater, ordinary people will begin to feel euphoric for the first 20 minutes of this film. Then it will all suddenly go wrong. They will begin to feel nauseous, as if large bucket of triple buttered popcorn repeats its performance due to the overconsumption of diet soda. Facilitate this vent a small burp will, soon to be followed by a re-swallow. A perfect metaphor for Scary Movie 4 that was. A re-swallow of puke from a meal readily eaten. Issue a warning, every theater should. If suffer from acid reflux, you do. See this movie, you must not. Or, spicy food should not accompany a meal taken before this film. Or, more to the point, vomit, this movie will make you. What is the intergalactic sign for vomit, Stephen PDX?
I don't know.
Well, it should be on the adverts for this film, adjacent to its PG-13 rating. I must add that I liked this movie better when it was originally called Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. Better yet, I liked this movie better when it was originally referred to as Spaceballs.
Yeah, Spaceballs. That was that
Silent Subhuman! Reasons are working with you, I know not. You are barely a sentient being. Your midichlorian levels are actually negative, requiring you to feed from the Force that runs the universe. You are like on the dole. Work with this rubbish, I cannot. Sad you make me. It's just as well.
All right. You know, I've put up with enough crap from you, Yoda. And if you were here right now, I'd kick your ass. I'd lightsaber your ass right now. But I know you're phoning it in, so it's a good thing that we're not actually in the same room. I might have to go medieval on you. You know, you might be able to use your Force on whatever planet, you know, Dagobah, wherever the hell you come from. But listen, pal. Stephen PDX in his basement office here, in the basement studios. I can wield a mighty lightsaber, boy. All right, now that we got that crap out of the way, we give Yoda his 3.5 minutes of fame. We can move on to the band of the week, and this week's band of the week is Mission 5. They are a local Portland band, which is what we focus on here at the Stephen PDX show. And apparently they are in the studios recording their second album. I will leave a link to their website in the show notes, which I think I've actually figured out how to write. Instead of putting up that little doodad, I can actually write show notes now. So you might want to go to the webpage and check it out. So Mission 5 and the music that we've pulled off the Pod Music Safe Network, or whatever the hell they call it, is called Recon.
The moon.
Excellent. That was Mission 5 with Recon. And you can go to their website, or you can go to the PodSafe Music Network and download their songs. From their website, you can get selected songs off their first album. I've listened to some of it. I like some of it. I like this song, Recon. It's pretty good. There's another song, Summertime or Summer or something like that. I like that as well. It's the kind of music that you listen to. It reminds me of driving around in Florida with the top down on my Samurai back in the day. Back in the day when I was in the military. But that's a whole different topic for a whole different show. I'm about to wrap this up. I would like to thank the punk group again for all their efforts in letting me use their music in my podcast. And I'd also like to thank Mission 5 for putting their music up on the PodSafe network and allowing podcasters like myself to grab it, put it in their shows. I'd also like to thank Yoda, but he's a cocksucker. Well, you know, I'd call him a cocksucker, but I know he's trying to quit. Anyway, there are many ways that you can get a hold of me. You can contact me through email at steve-in-pdx@hotmail.com. If you don't like Hotmail yet, steve-in-pdx, that's steve-in-pdx@podomatic.com. You can go to the Steve and P- at podomatic.com and click on there and leave me a voice message. You can send me an MP3 at any of those email addresses. You can call my K7 voicemail at 206-339-4029. That's 206-339-4029. Or you can drop by my MySpace page, feel free to send me feedback, a rant, anything you want to talk about. I am more than happy to listen, and I'm sure that it would be a lovely addition to this podcast. I hope everybody is well, and be talking to you next time from SakuriCon. Until then, have a fabulous week.
Causing no trouble, we're just rocking the mic. We get on to the stage and step in. tonight. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. We're the punk group. We're gonna steal your girl. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. We're the punk group. We're gonna steal your girl. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. We're the punk group. We're gonna steal your girl.